Now, I would like to begin this morning with a little story I heard recently. It's about a very wealthy young man who had managed to accumulate a small fortune in his short lifetime. One thing about him, though, he was deathly afraid of airplanes. As a matter of fact, in his entire life, he had never been on an airplane. However, it just so happened that one day he had an emergency business meeting in a faraway city, and the only way that he was going to make it to that meeting on time was if he flew against his better judgment. He took the flight. And it started out well. But about halfway through the flight, it hit an air turbulence. And the plane started shaking, started rocking a little bit, started making some funny noises. So he did something else he hadn't done in quite a while. He decided it was time for him to pray. And he said, "Lord, I want to make a deal with you. If you will get me off of this airplane, get my feet back on solid ground one more time, I promise you that I am going to give you half of everything that I own." Well, after the plane got through the air turbulence, it leveled out. And without further incident, it landed at its destination. Needless to say, when it landed, he was a happy camper. And he got off of that airplane and he went skipping through the airport. When all of a sudden, he felt a hand on his shoulder. He turned around and it was the gentleman who had been sitting in the seat right behind him. The gentleman introduced himself and he said, "Listen, sir, I heard what you said back there on that airplane. And I happen to be one of the local pastors here in the community. And I know that you want to start making good on that promise that you just made to the Lord." He looked at the preacher and he said, "Well, wait a minute now, preacher. I told you I was a businessman. So I made the Lord a whole lot better deal. I told him if I ever got on another airplane, he could have everything that I owned." So sometimes when we're in trouble, you know, we make some statements and we make some promises and we don't follow through on them. The reality is that we don't need to make promises to God. What we need to do is follow through on the promises that we do make to Him. So let me begin this morning with your scripture, and it's going to be from Matthew chapter 13, 1 through 9. "That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and he sat in it. While all the people stood on the shore, he told them so many things in parables, saying, 'A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some of it fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell in rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear." During Christ's ministry, he quite often taught in parables. And a parable is actually a story that is based on an earthly event, but it has a spiritually related meaning. So when Jesus explains to his disciples the parable of the sower, he compares the spreading of God's word to that farmer who is sowing his seeds in a very large field. Not all of the seed will fall on fertile soil. Much of it will fall in areas where the seed cannot grow or it cannot be nurtured. But the seed that falls on the ground where the soil is good, that is the seed that will produce the crops. So it is with spreading God's word. Not everyone hears and not everyone listens. Many are too caught up in their everyday lives and are too busy with other things to hear God's message. A lot of people have priorities that they feel like are far more important than listening to God's word. Some may believe temporarily, but eventually just give it up. Others reject it completely. But the ones who do receive God's word, who listen, are the ones who can go out into the world, bear fruit, and be a witness to others. We know that Christ was the original sower, and after him, his disciples and his followers became the spreaders of God's word. From that early beginning, the church was founded and Christianity spread until today we find ourselves as a faith that has pretty much spread throughout the world. From that chosen few, Christ's church has grown tremendously. But in today's world, the responsibility of being a sower and in spreading God's word rests very heavily on the shoulders of his church. Many problems and obstacles are facing the modern church. And among the most prevalent seem to be a falling away from faith in God and the unimportance of church in many people's lives. According to some very recent surveys, 1 out of 5 people do not believe in God and attend no church. 2 out of 5 still believe in a higher power, but they don't attend church. In the 18 to 35 age group, 35% claim no religious affiliation at all. The number of new Christians has declined considerably in the past few years. 8% since the year 2007. Almost 1 in 4 Americans say that when it comes to religious preferences, they don't have any. Most of our denominations report a decline in both membership and attendance. So our churches today face some very difficult and troubled times. We are struggling to find answers to questions that just do not have any easy solutions. So what, if anything, can we do as Christians to be better sowers of God's word? That's a question that we should all be asking ourselves, because if we profess to be Christians in today's world, then we ought to be doing something about some of the adverse things that are happening in our Christian faith. We need to be better sowers of God's word. There are many people in this world who are hurting, and a whole lot of folks who need to be brought into God's care. A whole lot of people need to have more faith than what we have if this world is going to progress and if we're going to get along and if we're going to make progress. Some of the things I feel like that we can do, and when I say some of the things that we can do, I'm talking about folks like you and I. We can be better witnesses in our own families and in our own communities. We can certainly have more love for one another and for others. We can stand up for our faith and maintain our Christian values in spite of the adversity we sometimes face. Try to maintain a positive influence in our everyday lives so that others will know that we are Christians. We need to know when to be silent. But also, we need not be afraid to speak up when we know things are wrong. And we should be willing to voice our opinion about those things we know are not right. Stand up for what we believe in. Also, we need to encourage our youth and our Sunday school teachers. Let them know that we appreciate them and that they are a very important part of our church family. And I'm not too sure of a song that I keep trying to remember from when we were growing up, and I think some of you probably remember it, or at least part of it, and that's what I do. There's a part of that song that keeps sticking in my head when I was going over the message for this morning, and that was, if you're a Christian and you show it, then the world will surely know it. May we all try to be better Christians, and may we all try to be better sowers of God's Word. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for your guidance in each and every day, that as we go out into the world, that we can be better sowers of your word, that we can, Heavenly Father, be better witnesses, and we pray that you will grant to us those things we need to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.